revealing who you are. Good news for the lonely hearts that break. You are. You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City. Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the name of the Lord. It's really a privilege to be here another Saturday evening to continue in the gospel writings of Matthew. We know that Matthew was a Jewish writer. He was one of Jesus' disciples. He was writing to the Jewish people to show them that Jesus was really the Jewish Messiah that was promised to God's people. So we see here in Matthew chapter 9, the last time we stopped at verse 29, when he touched the eyes of the blind men. Two blind men came to him and asking him to have mercy upon them. And he touched their eyes and they started to see. So we see where Christ Jesus did so many great miracles among his people. But even the great works were done. Many chose not to believe him. But we have not seen him in the person. We have not seen him in the physical. But we believe his word. And the Holy Spirit has revealed him to us. And we are standing firmly on our faith in Christ Jesus. So we are going to pray and begin. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for who you are. Thank you for your many blessings in our lives. Thank you for allowing us to be here another Saturday evening to continue in your word. Father, we pray that your word will continue to be that lamp to our feet and that light to our path. Help us, O God, to continue to live by your word. For your word, O God, is spirit and it is life. Your word is truth. So we pray, O God, in the name of Jesus, we will hold firmly to your word. And faith, O God Almighty, will be increased in us, O God. As we come, O God, this evening, we pray for those that are listening, that you, O God Almighty, will continue to transform them by the renewing of their minds. Have your way, O God, this evening. Illuminate your word to us, O God, that we will go forth with revelation, knowledge, O God, and walk in truth and holiness. Lord, we thank you again for your presence. Thank you for what you're doing. And what you're about to do as we look to you by faith and give you thanks. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus. And we say amen, amen. Bless the Lord. So we continue from Matthew 9:29. Then he touched their eyes. Jesus touched the eyes of the blind men, saying, according to your faith, let it be to you. So it was according to their faith that they were healed. This healing took place because of the faith of these blind men in the Messiah, Jesus. So we have to place our faith in Jesus. We have to trust him and know that whatever he says, it is true. And whatever he says he will do, he will do. So let us continuously keep our faith in Jesus Christ. Look on verse 30 of Matthew chapter 9. We're reading from the New King James Version. And their eyes were opened and Jesus sternly warned them, saying, see that no one knows it. Jesus warned them not to tell anyone of this great miracle. So we see Jesus wasn't about advertising himself. Jesus went about doing all these miracles, but he warned many of them, don't tell anyone of what I have done. But look at verse 31. But when they had departed, they spread the news about him in all that country. So these blind men couldn't keep silent. And people of God, when Jesus touch us, when we have a miracle in our lives, we can't keep silent. We cannot keep silent. We are going to tell others. When Jesus touch our bodies and heal us, we are going to go and tell others that we know a healer whose name is Jesus. So these men went about and spread the good news about Jesus in all that country. Verse 32 said of Matthew 9, as they went out, behold, they brought to him a man, mute and demon possessed. So the news was spread about Jesus, the Messiah. The news was spread that there was a healer among the people. So people came from far and wide for Jesus to touch them. So we see they brought to him a man, mute and demon possessed. And look at verse 33 of Matthew 9. And when the demon was cast out, the mute spoke. And the multitude marveled, saying, "It was never seen like this in Israel." The people marveled at this great miracle. This demon-possessed man who was mute, he didn't speak, but now he was healed. The Bible said, the demon was cast out and the mute spoke. So the people were marveled. The people were astonished at this great miracle. Look at how they responded. They said, "We have never seen anything like this before in Israel. Nothing like this ever happened before in Israel. We have never seen such a great miracle," they exclaimed. So we see, people of God, when we submit ourselves to God, and he will use us mightily. He will use us mightily. He promised us signs and wonders will follow believers. But because, people of God, we have not been believing God's word, we don't see much sign and wonders among us. But God is calling us to believe his word. He said it. Let us believe his word and go forth in his power. People of God, when we become believers, we are going to see sign and wonders follow us. And many are going to marvel. The world is going to marvel. We are going to go forth with God's word. And also in a demonstration of the power of the Holy Spirit, Paul said, "I don't come to you with mere words, but with a demonstration of the power of the Spirit." People of God, when we are walking in union with the Holy Spirit, then we are going to see great and mighty things done through us, because the Holy Spirit will be operating through us. But when we grieve him away with our sinful lifestyle, when we quench him because we want to have our own way, then, people of God, we won't see anything happening among us. We will just be going around dry. But God is calling us to that place of being submitted to his Holy Spirit and allow the Holy Spirit to work through us. Great and mighty works were done by Jesus, and we are Jesus' followers. And he said, "Signs and wonders will follow those that believe." So we want to be true believers of Jesus Christ. We want to go forth in his power to do his will. Look at verse 34 of Matthew 9. But the Pharisees said, "He cast out demons by the ruler of the demons." Look at it, people of God. Look at what happened. Opposition comes. The Pharisees said, "He cast out demons by the ruler of the demons." So these Pharisees, these religious leaders, were jealous of Jesus. They were jealous of him. They were just going around teaching, but nothing wasn't going on in their lives. So they were jealous of this Jewish rabbi who came forth and was not only preaching the word of the kingdom, but great and mighty things were happening. People of God, this new rabbi on the scene was not only proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, but he was doing great and mighty miracles among the people. So these religious leaders were losing their popularity, and thus made them very angry. They thrive on the praises of the people. But Jesus came to do the will of the Father and to please the Father. So we see Jesus was walking in complete obedience to the Father. So we see where great and mighty miracles were being done by Jesus the Messiah. And we see where the Pharisees, these religious leaders, were trying to undermine the works of Jesus by saying that he was doing these works by demonic powers. So we see, people of God, when we decide to live for Jesus and when he's using us mightily, we are going to hear a lot of people criticizing us. We are going to hear, "No, that person is not doing the things that Christ said. He's doing it by some other powers." So we are going to see the same thing will happen to us that happened to Jesus. But let us not, people of God, let us not be distracted by these people and what they are saying. But let us go forth and do what Christ has called us to do. 1 Peter 3:14 in the New King James Version said, "But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you are blessed." Even if you suffer for righteousness' sake, you are blessed. "And do not be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled." So Peter was warning us, the believers, when we have to suffer for righteousness' sake, remember that we are blessed, and we should not be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled. So people of God, if we continue to walk in the ways of the Lord, He will use us mightily. Are we prepared for the critics? Are we prepared to continue to do God's will in spite of the criticism, in spite of the opposition? Are we willing to be like Jesus? Are we willing to consider what He went through for us? The Bible said, "Consider Jesus, how He endured the contradiction of sinners against Himself, lest you become weary and give up in your mind." We cannot give up, people of God. We have to continue to do the will of the Father. We have to continue to do what Jesus said we are to do, because we are doing it to please Jesus, not to please men. We are not men pleasers, but we are here to do the will of the Lord. We are here to walk in righteousness and in obedience to His will. Look at verse 35 of Matthew 9. "Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people." People of God, let me read that again. "Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in the synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness," not some sickness, "every sickness and every disease among the people." People of God, we have to understand, when the people came to Jesus, He healed all their diseases. The Bible said He healed every sickness and every disease among the people. And if we remember, people of God, in Psalm 103:2-3, if we look back in the Old Testament scripture, which prophesied about Christ and His coming, the Word of God said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases." So we have to understand, people of God, that Christ came. He forgives all our iniquities. He is the one who forgives us of all our sins, and He heals all our diseases. He has healing for every disease. He heals all our diseases, people of God. So we see, as when Jesus came and did His mission here on earth, we see the Word tells us He preached the gospel of the kingdom. The kingdom has come, because the King Jesus, who has come, and now the Word tells us also that He went about healing every sickness. And we see in the Old Testament, it speaks that He would heal all our diseases. So He heals all their sicknesses and every disease among the people. So we see the fulfillment of the scripture, people of God, where Jesus came and He healed every sickness and every disease among the people. And so, people of God, as He suffered for us on the cross, He now brought healing to us through every wound, every stripe that He suffered. So people of God, we know that by His stripes we are now healed. He has come to make us whole, people of God, whole in every aspect of our lives. So we want to trust Jesus to continuously keep us and mold us into who He wants us to be, that we will go forth in wholeness in every area of our lives. So we, as God's people, must know what is provided for us in the salvation package. Let us not forget all His benefits, the benefits of salvation. Let us drink from that cup of salvation and be refreshed and be refilled and be made whole. Look at verse 36 of Matthew 9. "But when He saw the multitude," the Bible said, when He saw the multitude, He was moved with compassion. So there was a great crowd following Him. He was moved with compassion for them because they were weary and scattered like sheep having no shepherd. So Jesus, who is God, is filled with compassion for humanity. He was moved with compassion because they were weary and scattered. They were just following and they were weary and scattered like sheep having no shepherd. And look at what Jesus said in verse 37. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few." So Jesus was saying to his disciples, the harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. There are only a few laborers. And people of God, when we look and see what is happening right now, the harvest is plentiful. So many unsaved people out there. But the laborers are few. How many are willing to go out on the mission field? How many are willing to go out and to tell others about Jesus? How many are willing to evangelize in this time? How many are willing to shepherd God's people? How many? People of God, the laborers are few. Look at what Jesus said in verse 38, the last verse of Matthew chapter 9. "Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." Look at the word. Therefore, pray to the Lord of the harvest. Who is the Lord of the harvest? Jesus himself. Pray to Jesus. The Lord is calling us to call upon him to send out laborers into his harvest. People of God, we pray today that the Lord will stir up in us a passion for souls. To be truthful, we must admit that we don't have that passion for souls that we need to have. So we must pray and ask the Lord to give us a passion for souls and to send out laborers into his harvest. Souls are in the world to be harvested, but there are only few faithful laborers out there in the harvest field. Jesus made it clear, people of God, what we have to do. He made it so clear what we have to do. Pray to him to send out workers into his harvest. People of God, let us pray and ask Jesus to send out laborers into his harvest. The world is crying out. They are crying out for Jesus. They don't even know who or what they need. But people of God, the word tells us that Jesus is the desire of the nations. So people desire Jesus and don't know who they desire. But when we go with the good news of Jesus Christ, many will come to understand, that's who I really need. Jesus is who I really need. So we have to come to that place of evangelism. The Lord is calling us, people of God, to go. And that great commission that he has given us. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe everything that I've commanded you. And he said, "Lo, look and see, I am with you always, even to the very end of the age." So we have to come to understand, people of God, that the Lord is calling us to go. We have been comfortable in our comfort zones, and we don't have that passion for souls. The word said, "He that winneth souls is wise." So we want to be people of wisdom. We want to ask of God to give us that wisdom so that we can know that soul winning is something that you have commanded us to do. So we pray today that we will not just hear these words, but we will ask the Lord to stir up in us a passion for souls and to help us to go and to be in obedience to his word, to go and make disciples. So the Lord said, pray to the Lord of the harvest. Pray to Jesus, who is the Lord of the harvest, to send out laborers into his harvest. It's his harvest. So he knows what laborers to send out into his harvest. So we want to be people of obedience. We want to hear God's word and purpose in our hearts to obey. So we want to ask the Lord to help us, to give us that passion for souls, and to help us to be ready to say yes to him and to go into that harvest field. So we have come to the end of chapter 9 of Matthew, and we are going on to chapter 10. And chapter 10, and we're reading from the New King James Version. So chapter 10, verse 1 says, "And when he had called his 12 disciples to him, he gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sicknesses and all kinds of diseases." So we see, people of God, Jesus called 12 disciples to him. He had other disciples, but these were the inner circle men. These would follow Jesus everywhere. There were other people following, but he called these 12 main disciples to train them in kingdom work. So people of God, we see we all need training. These were learners. Disciples mean learners. So they were in training. So Jesus chose 12 to teach them the ways of the Lord, to teach them kingdom principles, to how to do kingdom work so that they could be successful on their mission. So the Bible said he called 12 disciples to him. He gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all kind of diseases and all kind of sicknesses and all kind of diseases. So we see, people of God, there are two words in the Greek for power. You have dunamis, that's the power, an explosive power. And we see that power came upon the apostles after the Holy Spirit came upon them. So that dunamis power, they went forth in that explosive power. And the next one is exousia. The other word for power in the Greek is exousia. And that is the authoritative power. They were given authority. They were given authority over unclean spirits. They were given the authority to cast them out. They were given authority to heal all kind of sicknesses and all kind of diseases. So we see, people of God, this authority was given to the disciples that Jesus called. He sent them out in his authority, in his power. He sent them out. He gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all kind of sicknesses and all kind of diseases. So we see, people of God, they were not just going out empty. They were going out in the power of Jesus. And so Jesus is calling us to go out in his power, people of God, his dunamis power and his authoritative power, so that we also can cast out unclean spirit through the power of Jesus Christ. We also can lay our hands on those that are sick and they will be healed, for Jesus has given us that power and authority to do his will. Look at verse 2 of Matthew chapter 10. "Now the names of the 12 apostles are these: first, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew his brother, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector." So Matthew here was speaking of himself, Matthew the tax collector, showing that he was a tax collector before he came to Jesus. He was hated of the Jewish people. The tax collectors were hated because they were seen as traitors. They were working for the Roman government. They were working for the enemy of the Jews, people of God. So they hated the tax collector, but Matthew didn't stop here. He didn't fail to say who he was. "And Matthew, the tax collector, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Labius, whose surname was Thaddeus, Simon, the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him." So we see verses 2 to 4 tells us all the names of these disciples that Jesus had called. And Simon the Canaanite, there was a Canaanite there, and Judas Iscariot, the one who betrayed him. So verses 2 to 4 tells us of all these disciples, the 12 disciples that Jesus had called to himself. So these were special trainees. They were being trained for the work of the kingdom. And we see Jesus didn't just send them out plainly like that. They were sent out in his power. He gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all kind of diseases and all kind of sicknesses. So we see, people of God, that Jesus don't send us out empty. He wants us to go out filled up with his spirit. He wants us to go out being led by his spirit. He wants us to go out in his power and his authority to do his will. Look at verse 5 of Matthew chapter 10. These 12 Jesus sent out and commanded them, saying, "Do not go into the way of the Gentiles, and do not enter a city of the Samaritans." So we see, people of God, Jesus sent out the 12 and giving them instructions before they went out. Don't go in the way of the Gentile. Don't enter into any city of the Samaritans. So we see Jesus sent them out and commanded them not to go to the Gentiles, not to the Samaritans. Why? We will see further on. And we see, people of God, in the kingdom of God, timing is of uttermost importance. Timing is of uttermost importance. Jesus was sent to the lost sheep of Israel. Look at verse 6 of Matthew chapter 10. "But go rather to the lost sheep of Israel." Go rather to the lost sheep of Israel. So Jesus was first sending them to his people, the Jewish people. They were the lost sheep of Israel. That is what he called them. The Jewish people, they were scattered. They were called the lost sheep because they were scattered and need a shepherd. They need the good shepherd. So we see Jesus Christ sent the disciples out to the Jewish people. Don't go to the Gentiles. It's not yet time for the Gentiles. Don't go to the Samaritans. It's not yet time for them. But go to the lost sheep of Israel. So we see in John 1:11, the word said he came to his own Jewish people, and his own did not receive him. So people of God, we have to understand that Jesus was obedient to the Father, and his commission was to first go to the lost sheep of Israel. And he was sending out his disciples. So he said, don't go to the Gentile or to the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of Israel. We'll stop here this evening, and we'll continue next week, God's willing, from verse 6 of Matthew 10. Let us pray and close. Father, we thank you again for today. We thank you for your word to us. We thank you, O God, that you're calling us to go and make disciples. So we pray in the name of Jesus that you'll continually lead us and guide us and help us to hear your voice and follow you. Father, we thank you again for those who were listening this evening. And we pray in the name of Jesus, they will not only be hearers of your word, but they will be doers of your word. Father, we thank you and we give you praise and glory. In Jesus' name we pray and we say amen. Amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. And continue to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you. Amen and amen. In the Lord is
love. Reproofs of instruction. Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us and 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.
Every Monday, we will bring you stories from the front line of ministry, ordinary people doing extraordinary things for God. We will redefine where the front line is, from risky missions to comfortable caring, always with the invitation for you, the listener, to